Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Greetings from Paris, where I landed the other day, filled with dread. The U.S. had just stabbed France in the back by getting Australia to cancel a huge order for French submarines and take ours instead. The French are very angry. Meanwhile, France has adopted one of the most devilish COVID restrictions in the world. To get into cafes, restaurants, museums, and other public places, you have to show electronic proof of vaccination. We Americans have only those paper vaccine slips. They're often accepted here, but they make us look like cave dwellers. Well, it's been a few days now, and I'm still alive. Turns out, Franco-American diplomacy has had so many ups and downs in recent years that ordinary French no longer take it personally. And everybody I meet, from retail clerks to taxi drivers, thrilled to see Americans coming back after our long COVID absence. The real surprise is that I could easily convert my flimsy vaccine card into an official QR code, that little square symbol that can be scanned by cell phones. Now I flash my phone and glide into bars and bistros like a boulevardier, if I can get a reservation. After three very strict lockdowns, the French are partying like it's 1944. They have a lot to celebrate. France has only one-tenth the rate of active COVID cases as the U.S. 84% of adults here are fully vaccinated versus barely half of Americans. And for most French, vaccines are still not mandatory. What made the difference was the introduction of the electronic COVID pass. Without one, you can't drink or dine in public. That's important to the French. Today, flashing your QR code is as natural as handing a waiter your credit card. Of course, there's not much of that here anymore. You just wave your card, or your phone's version of it, over the card machine. It's contactless. The U.S. is now trying to force people to get vaccinated just to keep their jobs. France has had better luck targeting their stomachs. America may build great submarines, but we have a lot to learn about social psychology. Get them where they eat and drink. Besides, that whole QR contactless thing is, as the French would say, très cool. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.